feel to be in the hot seat? Feel good, man?
Hold it.
He tries to make it sound like this part of the conversation like I'm calling him all the time. This is the second conversation I had with him since 1985. This was that guy was shot at. I was trying to get him down on tape about the shooting and let him know about the criminal activity I knew he was involved with. This is the tapes that they issued the warrant for my arrest off of, but they falsified the tapes and I've got their evidence they supplied to.
What is it?
I don't tell you everything.
Yes, you do.
No, I don't. I want to see my daughter.
Well, I have no control over that.
Yeah, you did. You had total control on your big election money down there in Texas.
Yeah, well, you're going to be in big trouble unless you stop calling me.
You're in deep shit. You're going to jail soon.
Yeah.
You're following Mandridge.
Yeah, I know all about that.
Do you?
Yeah, but what is it that you want from me that you're continually calling?
I don't continually call.
Yes, you do.
What are you shooting the fucking tires out for?
I didn't shoot any tires.
Oh, shit, one of your fucking goons did.
What are you talking about?
You know exactly what I'm talking about.
No, I don't.
You don't? You deny it, Henry.
Anyway, how do I get rid of you? How do I get rid of this calling all the time?
Now, at this point, I want to inject something where he denies knowing about any of the tire shooting. Later on in conversations here, if you will notice, he mentions the fact that he knows all about David Mandridge's conversation, but yet I never mentioned it, and David Mandridge didn't know who I was. I never told him. So therefore, Mandridge had to have played in the tape.
And I'm back with you now, Stu, too.
Have my daughter call me.
Your daughter doesn't want to talk to you.
Yes, she does.
I'm not interested.
What did you do to your own daughter? You fucked her up because of your abuse. What do you think's going on?
You did.
I did?
No.
Your daughter did the same thing to her first husband as what she did to me. She threw knives at him. She tried to shoot me.
I'm not interested in any of that. That's a
you fucked up all your kids. It's on the phone.
You have no visiting rights.
I'm going to have them soon, buddy.
That's what
you can either, that's what I think?
Yeah.
You're going to go down in history as one of the biggest criminals of all time. You, Mizell, Wynn, Rose, all of you.
What is that going to accomplish for you?
It's putting you in fucking jail for taking 7 years of my daughter's life from me.
Yeah.
That's right.
Well, you are not going to be in any position to visit anybody because of the court's order. So it isn't going to do you any good.
Well, I can change your jurisdiction in Colorado now, and I got an attorney working on it right now for me.
Sure you do.
I do. And you're going to be fucked, because I'm going to expose you. I got 42 news organizations I've been working with.
What's that going to accomplish for you?
I'm going to put you in jail.
What's that going to accomplish for you?
For what you did to your family.
What?
And for what you've done to my daughter.
What's that going to accomplish for you?
What are you going to accomplish for you?
I'm going to be able to visit your daughter.
You're full of shit. You're full of shit. You let me see my daughter at this point, I'll leave you alone. I won't stir up any more of the feds or the news media.
I'm not interested.
You're already in trouble. You'll continue with it. I'm dead or not, Leonard.